Good evening, everyone. This is Bill Crozier, chair, or last year's chair of the PNB Coordinating Committee, calling the meeting to order. It's Monday, April 30th, 7:43 p.m. Central Time, 8:43 p.m. Eastern Time. And let's see, did Campbell, did you say you could be secretary for now, and could you call the roll?
Okay. What I have for the roll is what, you know, folks received insofar as receiving the draft agenda, and I'll call
That's
it
fine.
From there, okay?
Okay.
Teresa Allen. Nia Bediako.
President.
Lydia.
President, did you hear me, Campbell?
Oh, okay, I hear you now.
Okay.
Lydia Brazon.
Here.
Okay. Let's see. I'll go ahead and call Arlene.
Here.
Okay. I'm just calling by the order that we have. Campbell Johnson's here. Elfia Wangaza.
Here.
Okay. And Summer Reese.
Present.
All right. Tracy Rosenberg.
Here.
LaVarn Williams.
Present.
Okay. And I think that's all that I have, Mr. Chairman.
Right, okay, I think that's right. Thank you, Gimble. Appreciate
sure.
that. And I hope everybody got the agenda that I sent out earlier this afternoon. I'll just read it real quickly for anybody listening on the stream. This is the draft agenda. One, call to order. Two, roll call, which we just did. Three, choose temporary secretary, which Gimble agreed to do. Four, approve agenda. Five, nominations and election of committee chair. Six, nominations and election of committee secretary. Seven, approve the January 17th committee minutes. Eight, next regular in-person PNB meeting, which will probably be the major discussion item tonight. Nine, new business. I don't know of any yet. And that was supposed to be 10, review action items, and 11, adjourn. So anybody have any changes for the agenda? Hearing none, do I hear a motion to approve it?
So moved.
Are there any objections?
Without objection.
Okay, hearing none, then the agenda's approved. Okay, well, we didn't have elections yet for committee chair and secretary yet for this year, so I guess nominations are open for chair.
I'll nominate Ms. Chair.
Yes, Campbell.
I'll nominate Lydia.
Oh.
Okay.
No, I decline the nomination, but thank you.
This is Tracy.
Tracy?
He may shoot me, but I will nominate Bill.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right. Somebody else is willing.
That's
fine, too. Any other nominations? Any other nominations?
Campbell again.
Okay, Campbell.
I'll nominate Nia.
Okay. Nia's been nominated. Any other nominations?
Oh, no. Sorry, I dozed off there. Oh, no. I respectfully humbly.
I'm sorry. Did Bill get
decline.
Nominated
Hello?
For coordinating committee chair?
Hello?
Yeah, Tracy
yeah.
nominated me. Campbell just nominated Nia. Go ahead,
Hello?
Nia.
I respectfully and humbly decline. I'm sorry, Campbell. I just can't do it. Sorry.
Okay.
Okay. Any other nominations?
I'm sorry. What are the nominations?
Tracy nominated Bill. I nominated Lydia. I'm doing real well. And then Nia, and both of them declined.
Congratulations, Bill. All right, thank you.
Thank you for keeping the notes here, Campbell. All right. Any other nominations? You can see I'm still open.
I move the nominations be closed.
Okay. Is there any discussion on that motion? Any objections to that motion? Okay, the nominations are closed. I'm the only nominee. Is there a motion?
I move that we accept Bill's rising to chair of the coordinating committee by acclamation.
Second.
Okay. Any objections? All right.
Okay,
thank you.
Without objection, Mr. Chair.
All right. Thank you, or maybe I can point the blame at all of you then. So, okay. All right, great. Thank you for the confidence. Okay, Secretary, nominations are open for Committee Secretary.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, Campbell?
I nominate Afia.
Afia declines. Thank you.
Okay. Other nominations?
This is Nia Bill.
Yeah, Nia.
I'd like to nominate Campbell.
Campbell. Okay. Any other nominations?
Okay.
You say something, Campbell?
Oh, I was just mumbling under my breath.
Okay.
Off the record.
Any other nominations? Do I hear a motion to close nominations and elect Campbell by acclamation?
I move to close nomination and accept Campbell Johnson as Secretary for the Coordinating Committee by acclamation.
Thank you, Nia. Any objections to that motion? Okay, hearing none, then Campbell, congratulations, your secretary.
Or condolences.
Or condolences, right, okay. Same here, okay.
Nia's put me in this situation before. Worked me too hard.
All right, but we'll all work you hard, but thank you. I know it's a job a lot of times it's hard to get people to do. Okay, the Teresa sent out after the last meeting, which was in January, sorry it's been so long, the draft minutes for the January 17th meeting, and I included that with the email I sent to you this afternoon. Anybody have any corrections or additions to that?
Point of information, Mr. Chair?
Yes, Campbell.
How many people are carryovers who were perhaps at that January meeting?
I believe everybody is. I don't think we
except
have any
for me.
People, do we? Oh, you weren't. Kimberly was on it last year, I believe. That's right. Your name. Okay.
I think Alvin Kimberly.
Right. I believe everyone else was on the this committee last year, though.
Okay.
Okay, well, I looked over them. I thought they were okay. Did anybody else have any corrections? I mean, it's been a while since I looked at them, I must admit, but just glanced at them briefly again today.
I move approval, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Any objections? Hearing none, then the minutes for the January 17th meeting are accepted. Thank you. Okay, next major agenda item is the next regular PNB meeting. I believe Berkeley is the next location in the normal sequence. So I guess the question is when to have it, and then what other logistics details we need to work out for it. So we're open to discussion.
Campbell, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Go ahead, Campbell.
Yes, I think that considering our current financial situation, that our next meeting, while, you know, certainly in rotation it would be for Berkeley, should not occur prior to September.
Prior to September. Okay. Anybody else want to say something?
Let me make that a motion so that we can, you know.
Okay, well, go ahead, Campbell.
I move that the next meeting, considering our financial circumstances, will be held no earlier than September. Next in-person meeting.
Okay, so is that a motion?
This is Nia Bill.
Okay, was that a motion, Campbell?
Yes. I said I move.
Okay. Yeah, okay. I just want to make sure. Okay, Nia?
I don't have a calendar. Campbell, can you look at a calendar? I think we should give exact dates, maybe the same time as last year, the last weekend in September.
Last weekend in September?
Yes.
Okay, just a moment.
I think
that would be the weekend of the starting Thursday the 27th and continuing
to the 30th.
Sunday the 30th.
Well, but the 27th is a Thursday?
Yeah.
Well, the meeting,
so we'll start on the 28th?
From Friday through Monday.
Okay, so that'll be Friday the 28th through Monday the 1st.
Right.
Okay, I'll just throw in my two cents. I think we have a lot of work to do, and we don't get much done in the teleconference meetings. I think one of the most valuable part of the in-person meetings is not the formal meetings, which I admit can be done over the phone, even though it takes many, many weeks to cover what we can do in an in-person meeting. But I think the most important part is the opportunity to talk less formally outside the regular meetings with all the PNB members and also local board members, listeners, staff, and do some brainstorming and troubleshooting. It's just impossible to do on the phone with our big meetings. And we really desperately need to get some problems solved and come up with solutions that would be acceptable to people. And I don't know how else to do it other than in person. And also the cost, I think, if that's what we're worried about, and we've really brought the cost down a whole lot from what it was a few years ago. I think a better place to save money is in our elections, and we talked a little bit about that last week, but I think there's plenty of opportunities to save a lot more money in elections, as an example, than we would ever save by canceling a couple of in-person meetings. So I guess I'm still in favor of having one in a couple of months or so. It's also, I think it's less expensive than September. We checked on that last year. I guess you were not on the committee, Campbell, but airfares seem to be a lot less expensive in the summer. They're also less expensive, the return fares, for people coming home on Monday rather than Sunday. And that was one of the reasons we decided to have four-day meetings also.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you, the very last thing that you said. Somebody was on or off the line.
We also found that airfares are usually less expensive on Monday afternoon and evening than Sunday afternoon and evening. And that was one of the reasons why we decided to have a four-day meeting, and we've done that for the last two times. Of course, we didn't have four regular in-person meetings last year either. That was the other reason. It gives us more meeting time and more time to have informal discussions, which I don't think we had enough of at this last meeting, though. But I'll shut up for now and let some other people talk.
Bill, this is Nia.
Oh. Nia?
I'm sorry. I'm just a little, this medication is really making me a little groggy. I hear what you're saying, and I understand about the bylaws, but the reality of the situation is that we don't have the money. And I think that we are the drivers of having a good meeting. I think a lot of the things at times that we discuss, we could put those aside, and we need to have a serious financial discussion. So I think that all should be on this agenda, as far as I'm concerned, for this meeting, is the budget and how we're going to plan to get out of this mess. You know, hopefully we'll make it to the end of the year. That's what I think that we should discuss, because by then we should have had the audit. And then we could have a really good conversation about what's next. To have another meeting, it would be nice to have another meeting, but we just can't afford it. I mean, I haven't seen the numbers, but, you know, when questions are asked based on answers, I don't see where the money is coming from. So that maybe I should ask LaVon and Arlene, do they see this money for two more meetings and the elections on the horizon? We got to have the elections because the listeners, we have to go to the listeners to say whether or not to cancel the elections. So I don't think that's realistic at all.
Tracy for the stack.
Okay, let me just clarify real quick. I was not talking about canceling elections, by the way, just reducing costs. Okay,
Tracy.
Bill, I didn't hear you because Tracy was yelling out, Tracy, this is Jack. What did you say, Bill? I didn't hear what you said.
I was just to clarify what I was talking about on elections. I was not saying cancel any elections. I'm not in favor of that. I was saying we can do things to reduce their cost. But go ahead, Tracy.
And then Lydia, too, sir.
If Tom, if I'm not on mute, I find it difficult to believe I'm not being heard.
Yeah.
Sophia, do you want to go first? I can wait. No, should I go or?
Sophia? Yeah, go ahead, Sophia, if you want to.
I wanted to agree with the comments that you made. The board meetings are nothing new, as I said the other night. They should be planned for. When there is a financial crisis is the time that the board should be meeting, as opposed to attempting to manage this by phone, which, of course, we all know not only do we not do, but we don't even appear to do it well. So I would vigorously object to canceling a board meeting and obviously canceling an election is out of the question. It seems to me that there are other ways to reduce the cost, but more importantly, to impress upon the network that governance is a part of Pacifica and a part of the individual stations' responsibility in making sure that that governance is supported. I just find it highly suspect that there is not enough money for governance. And I think the Attorney General would also.
All right. Thank you. Tracy's next, and then Lydia.
Yeah, I'm going to kind of ditto what Afia is saying here. I mean, first of all, we have a budgetary process. We budgeted for 3 board meetings. We did not budget for 4, which is what our bylaws say. So we've already made a compromise here, and that was because we weren't expecting full CS from WBAI this year, so we made an accommodation. So we've already stepped down. To step down even further is, I think, to be pretty derelict on what the heck we're supposed to be doing. Now, if we were having a fiscal crisis that was we're $20,000 short of all the money that we need in this $14 million organization, I could see the point. But we don't need $20,000. We need, what, $2 million, conservatively, maybe a bit less, maybe a bit more. That requires a functional board of directors. Saving $20,000 is not going to solve the problems that we have. I mean, I've made this point several times before when all of the cancel the board meeting language was coming, which is governance is 2% of our budget. When you are trying to solve problems, when your expenses outstrip your revenues, you cannot obsess about 2% of your budget. You have to look at the other 98% too. And that is the kind of work that the board needs to do. And my honest-to-God feeling is that if you wait until September, we will have outstripped the entire budgetary process. All that's going to happen is the Finance Committee is going to slap pieces of paper on the desk in front of you. And I really think we're going to miss an opportunity to attempt to do something constructive to problem solve here. I think that the telephone meetings are, frankly, a joke. They are better than nothing, but they don't nearly encompass what we need to do. So I can't imagine trying to get on less than 3 board meetings, and I am totally sensitive to keeping the price as low as possible and being strict about that. And I am totally sensitive to doing something about the costs for the upcoming election process. I think Bill did a pretty good job outlining some ways that we can do that, and we should take those suggestions seriously, even if we don't like them. But just saying, the board doesn't meet so we can save $20,000 is, to me, kind of a joke. I mean, saving $20,000 when you need $200,000 or $2 million doesn't make any difference at all.
Okay, thank you.
Back.
Lydia?
Lydia and then Summer? Back.
Okay.
Okay. I am of two minds, okay? One is if the board decides to have this meeting this summer, then I think the board should put its money where its mouth is, meaning we should spend the first day at the national office. The national office is short-staffed, has not had an opportunity to respond to all of the requests for contracts and documents and whatever else that we think we will need to make some informed decisions on finances, and that then the board should spend the entire meeting on the financial situation that we're dealing with. When you look back at the listen to the audio of the in-person meeting, which I always think that first one is the most important. You have to meet your fellow board members, your new board members, and develop enough of a relationship to pursue that relationship on the phone, thank you, in between. So, but nevertheless, when you look at that, you have to boil it down to what did we accomplish. We have motions that we are rescinding. You had an opinion from an attorney that you then asked the attorney to put it in writing. You know, so when you look at the totality of what we accomplished, other than the value, which I strongly support, of interacting with our board members at that first meeting, we didn't solve any of the financial problems. We didn't even, like, deal with anything other than the auditor's report. So if we are serious about this and we're saying, well, this is value, and if the board goes in that direction and we have that meeting, then we have to be serious about really solving the problems and not coming up with something just so we don't get a going concern from the auditor, but something substantive that immediately helps us with the cash flow as well as the long-term viability, financial viability of the foundation. And, however, so I will be supporting Campbell's motion, by the way.
Okay, Campbell, I mean Summer, and then Campbell.
Well, all right, I agree a lot of what gets done at board meetings does not feel very productive. I think we're a highly politicized organization, and that does not help us. I think that we should, however, be meeting twice more this year. I think, frankly, I mean, our financial problems are so serious, I think, and our lack of substantial improvement is so profound that the board should be meeting to figure out in person really what those contingency plans are and implementing them with some, you know, if the organization ceases to exist, that they will come back and say, "What? Why didn't the board do something?" And I feel we're in a really critical juncture here for Pacifica's survival and the survival of five stations being, you know, that network. So I think we should probably meet in June is kind of close at this point for planning purposes, and July is kind of a weird month to meet, but we could meet in July and October. But I don't think we're benefited by simply sliding along and waiting until that point in late summer when there isn't enough money to pay the bills, when the elections are doing whatever the elections will do, and we've simply let it slide along. If I thought we could meet in June, you know, and get the logistics handled quickly enough, I would say let's meet in June. But that seems less than realistic. So I think we should probably meet in July, and we need to take a hardcore look at this foundation without the craniastic protectionism of various people and places and things, and really figure out what has to be done and do it, you know, and save the network from collapsing. So I'm going to support having a meeting in at the earlier point rather than the later point in the year.
Okay, thank you. Campbell? Dolmancy, does anybody who hasn't spoken yet want to say anything? Okay, Campbell?
Okay, Mr. Chair, thank you very much. The first thing I was going to say is that I would say for our next and for all future board meetings, that they would be scheduled such that we would be able to have at least 24 hours prior to the meeting a complete set of our financials, the revenues, the you know, projected assets, liabilities, and an identification of our aging of our payables. That's essential for us to have going into the meeting so everybody can have a clear understanding. Second point that I was going to say is this, that I had a conversation with our GM the other day, and he indicated, I asked him, has the information that's in our pledge book been shared with the other stations? And he indicated that it had not been. And it seemed to me as though some of the points in the pledge book that we have that we're going to be using in our draft pitch book, I guess they call it, that there are some things in there that might be helpful to other stations. I would expect that there's some things that our other stations are doing that would be helpful for WPFW. And, you know, I think that we really need to get behind. If you've been hearing me sing a song for the past several years I've been involved, we need to share information with regard to on-air drives. Now, I hadn't mentioned that previously, but it would be excellent for us to be doing that, and when we meet, we could be following up to see what the implementation is, how it's working at our stations, what's going to be happening on our next drive, also with regard to events that each of the stations having, and also in regard to other off-air fundraising strategies that can be implemented. And, you know, there is some synergy that could be accomplished in terms of, you know, doing it around the network. We have, for one example, we had discussed this in the Affiliates Task Force meeting, and I got a copy of what the Federation of Southern Cooperatives had done with regard to some pages they had from their cookbook that they had put together, recipe book. And not saying that they would all look alike in any fashion, but since we're all part of the same network, there could be a you know, economy of scale by virtue of things that are similar to Pacifica that would be in all of these things. And they don't age. You know, a recipe book is good in, for Valentine's Day. It's good for summer. It's good for the fall. You know, so this is just one idea. But I would like to see us pursue heavily the implementation of some others. Putting together a recipe book is not rocket science, and it can, you know, have other things that fall off from it that can be very good. So what I'm saying is that I would like to see us have financial statements that we can review before we get to the meeting, so we aren't just dealing with a narrative, and so that we can also at that meeting deal with some revenue enhancements, which would include the drives, include special events, and other off-air fundraising strategies. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to put myself on the stack unless somebody else who hasn't spoken yet wants to say something.
No, but this is Tracy, and I would like to be on the stack at some point.
Okay. Yeah, actually, both Nia and Campbell brought up some points I like. Nia said we need to have a meeting before the end of the year to discuss finances. I completely agree, maybe more than one. Campbell was kind of getting at some of that, too. I was tempted to cut off Campbell because I wasn't sure this related to our meeting, but it does in a lot of ways, because all these things that Campbell talked about, sharing ideas that, like from the pledge book and other things from the various stations, this is the kind of thing we can't do on our phone meetings. And we do need to share ideas. We need to share a lot of ideas that we can take back to our local boards and our local stations, and related to fundraising, fund drives, all kinds of things like that. And we need in-person, face-to-face time to do that. And I think the sooner the better. I agree with Summer. I think that I think this is already a compromise, as she was talking about, having three meetings instead of four. Having a meeting in July and October makes a lot of sense, because that means only one more this fiscal year. The budgets don't need to be approved at an in-person meeting. We really should try to get them approved in September. But, you know, we have all the meetings for the NFC on the phone by conference call. We approved the overall budget for the Pacifica last year on the phone in early October, both the national office budget and the consolidated budget, because the station budgets were kind of slow getting them all finished, and the consolidated budget was not ready when we met at the end of September. So we don't need an in-person meeting for budgets, but we do need in-person meetings so we can have these discussions to deal with our budget problems and other things. I'd like to have time to talk about how to make our committees more effective and how to make our boards more effective and how to let's talk among different groups and factions and figure out how we can agree on some bylaws amendments. And our governance committee would like to do this too, but they have some of the same problems we have with the PNB, with the large teleconferences. It's hard to do brainstorming and back and forth with smaller groups, which is what we need to do. And that's the kind of thing we can do in an in-person meeting outside of the regular official meeting and get ideas from local people at the stations too. So I think I like Summer's idea of having a meeting in October and then the next one, I mean, one in July and the next one in October. Tracy, I believe you're next.
And Mr. Chair, if you can put me back on the stack, this is Lydia.
Oh, okay, Lydia.
Yeah, fairly fast. I just wanted to say that having set up much, I mean, certainly for being the point person for the last PNB meeting that was in Berkeley, it was in mid-July, July 14th through 17th in 2010. And we set it up on fairly short notice, about 45 days, and it really wasn't a problem. And I think most people that were on the PNB then would say it was not a particularly bad meeting logistically. So I just want to encourage the fact that, A, we can have meetings in July, even if it's a strange time of year. And, two, if we wanted to push it up into late June, I think that we probably could pull it off. Sometimes being closer to the national office is an advantage logistically, but I don't think we would have a bad time in Berkeley. We have a pretty good set of volunteers, and I think we could get it under control pretty fast. So I'm just putting that out.
Can you put Summer back on stack, though, please?
Okay. So let's see. Who hasn't spoken as many times?
Campbell's or Lydia's before me. I know that.
Yeah, well, I'll go ahead and Okay, Lydia and then Summer. Okay.
Yeah, what I want to do is I want to hear, Nia had asked if we could hear from Arlene and LaVarne.
Oh, yeah.
I think this is an important juncture to hear, maybe. I mean, we're speaking circular. Maybe we came into a lot of money in the past week.
Okay. Arlene or LaVarne, you want to say anything now, or wait till the end?
Unfortunately, we didn't come into a lot of money in the last week. And, you know, when it comes to governance issues, I try to weigh in occasionally when it affects, you know, what we're doing or when I see danger. But I feel that they really belong to the board, and so then I try to somewhat stay out of the fray. Right now, I'm after saving every penny that we can find a way to save, and I'm working on a couple of creative things with some of our station managers, trying to accomplish some things at their stations, and going to be meeting with Hey, next week on Monday and Tuesday, the manager, you know, I'm trying to do it through my bailiwick, which is management, and seeing where on earth we can cut down on expenses, also where we can sideline lawsuits if they look like they're looming on the horizon. It's cheaper to deal up front with some upfront expense than it is to have to battle an expensive lawsuit.
Teresa Allen here.
So that's where I am. It's disturbing to me that we have such a backlog of debts and we're not making any progress at getting through them. I feel that we could get burned if we don't get some money to Democracy Now. And if we don't pay some legal bills, we may start losing attorneys. That's kind of where we are from a management standpoint. LaVarne may want to add to that.
This is LaVarne. As we meet, I'm busy trying to get out exactly what Campbell's request is as far as 48 hours to have the information to the PNB for the meeting. And we've sent out the results to our stations, and I will send it out to the committee this evening. So when we start talking about, you know, what the what do the numbers look like, it's the numbers are what I numbers that I'd given a flash report at the last PNB meeting, and that is that our income for the first half is about $400,000. That's a net income of $400,000. But if you contrast that to last year at this time, we show that we had actually income of almost of a little over $900,000. So that means that we're $500,000 worse than where we were at this point last year. And the point that Arlene made, you know, which we send out the major payables, we have not been able to pay those down. And if you look at each individual station, and then we can see where the variance, the negative variance is. And primarily, it's actually the larger stations. It's at KPFK. They're about 180,000 worse than last year. KPFT is over 100,000 worse than last year. WPFW is almost is worse than last year. And at the national office, we're worse than last year, but that's because we reduced the amount that WBAI pays for their central services. And so the offset of that is WBAI is actually better than last year. So, and if you look at the areas where things are worse, we know at PFW there was a fund drive that was planned for December, and it did not take place. So that accounts for some of it. And if you look at the major areas that are worse than last year, again, the revenue is about $200,000 worse. And then you go to administrative expenses, and a lot of that is legal, of course. We've had legal expenses that we've had to pay. And the other are we have some development expenses that are worse, and that's basically in some areas where there are fund drives, they cost their premiums, so therefore the costs are higher than last year. Also at WPFW, we have a premium house. So those costs are higher for their premiums than last year. So those are some of the areas. Let me go back over it again. The revenue is about $200,000 worse than last year and about $150,000 worse than budget. The other area where we've had a negative variance to prior year, to 2011, are in development and administrative expenses. So therefore, we have a slight surplus, almost $500,000. But also, let me point out that we have a fund drive coming up this May. That's the first station, I believe, starts tomorrow, May 1st. That's the major fund drive in the second half of the year. Then we have smaller drives in August. And PFW, however, does have a drive in September. And the reason why PFW actually has a negative variance to the prior year and which contributes to the negative variance is because their fund drive was in September, not in October, not in this fiscal year. So that accounts for part of it. So on an annual basis, that about, you know, a little over $100,000, we should make that up when the drive takes place in September for a PFW. But on the other hand, being almost, over $500,000 worse than last year is not good. So when we start looking at paying back our major receivables for both legal and for one of our major program costs that we have in terms of the payable, there are serious concerns for alarm. And it's up to the board, as I said the other night, to make the decision. You know, there's the necessity for the in-person meeting. I mean, if the cost could be maintained or really reduced for a July meeting and then the next meeting in October, that seems like something that could reasonably happen. And at that point, a July meeting would allow us to address the issues of the performance being worse than the prior year. And also, we can, the FRAT committee has been working, and we have the five-year plan. We can review that. As Arlene mentioned, we have, you know, we're constantly working these issues in operations with the station, with the station managers. So, you know, we have a plan to implement, hopefully by the fourth quarter, that will really tackle these escalating expenses, and that when we do our budgeting at that time, I think that we should look more at looking at sustainable budgets and how to control these costs. But let me just add one other point here. We have the two leases that we have to take care of this year, and I think we have basically resolved the WBAI lease renewal at this time, but we have the PFW station location that we'll have to move. So that is being addressed. And the other point is that we've had problems with equipment, transmitter, antenna this year, and we've spent funds both at KPFK and at KPFT to try to maintain and stay on the air. And so that's where we are. There are cause for concerns. There are serious cause for the way the stations are currently, you know, the headcount, the way it has revved up over the last years. And we need to tackle these issues this year. I mean, the board has a role in this. So a July meeting, you know, the board response can exercise their responsibility to tackle these issues.